This is Dave Manchester, Chairman of the Chemung County Legislature. The time is now 6:45 p.m. on Monday, September 14, 2020. The legislature is convened for a special meeting of the Budget Committee. We're conducting this meeting via audio recorded teleconference, which is authorized under the governor's executive orders issued from the New York State COVID-19 emergency. On September 4, 2020, the governor issued Executive Order 2.60, which extended the exceptions to the open meeting laws through October 4, 2020 as follows, quote, to the extent necessary to permit any public body to meet and take such actions authorized by the law without permitting in public in-person access to meetings and authorizing such meetings to be held remotely by conference call or similar service, providing the meetings that are recorded and made available to the public, end quote. This meeting is being broadcast live on the county's internet website. Also, recording will be placed on the website for the public to access at any time. As of September 8, 2020, this legislature will operate their meetings in accordance with the Chemung County Legislature COVID-19 reopening plan for resuming public meetings, which provides opportunities for legislators to attend in person or remotely, provided the governor continues the extension of the executive order permitting teleconferencing. The reopening plan is available to the public on the county's website. I'd like to remind those that are on the line to keep your phones on mute unless you're speaking and proceed any questions or comments with your name so we know who is speaking. I am present at the Hazlett Building with the clerk, the deputy clerk of the legislature, the attorney for the legislature, and several legislators. At this time, I will ask the clerk to take a roll call of all members of the legislature in attendance. Would the clerk call the roll, please?
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Sweet?
Here.
Mr. Brennan?
Here.
Mr. Margeson?
Here.
Mr. Hyland?
Here.
Mrs. Sumsar?
Here.
Mrs. Woodard?
Here.
Mr. Buren?
Here.
Mr. Chalk?
Here.
Mr. Briggs?
Here.
Mr. McCarthy? Mr. Drake?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Strange?
Here.
Mr. Manchester?
Here. Having confirmed the attendance of the members of the legislature, I deem a quorum present for the public, for the Budget Committee. Are there any other county employees on the line that haven't been identified who will be participating in these meetings this evening? Any county employees?
Mr. Manchester, this is Nicolette Wagner with County Planning.
Thank you, Mrs. Wagner. Any other county employees? Very good. At this time, we'll proceed with the Budget Committee meeting. Then I'll call the special Budget Committee meeting of September 14, 2020 to order. There's no communications. We have resolutions. If there's no objections, I'll combine resolution 1 and 2. And hearing none, I'll proceed. Resolution 1, resolution authorizing agreement for 2020 census advertising and outreach on behalf of the Chemung County Planning Department. Resolution 2, resolution authorizing agreement with a not-for-profit on census outreach. Is there a motion, please?
Strange.
And a second?
Strong.
All right. Any questions or comments on those first two resolutions? Yes, Mr. Brennan.
Thank you. Maybe not specifically in regards to the way that the project's going to work and what money will be divided where, but do we have any idea where we are as far as the response rate at this point?
I do not know. This is something that Nicolette is shepherding. So, Nicolette, do you have any input to that question?
I do, and I'd be happy to speak to that. Thanks for asking. Countywide, we're around 68.3% as of this morning. So we're about number 8 in the state as far as the counties, but that is, we're really only competing against ourselves because we really wanted to, we want to get to 100%. So the census tracts on the, in like the Big Flats, town of Horseheads, town of Elmira, town of Southport, they're in the 80s percentage-wise. We're getting close to where we were in 2010 and 2000. The census tracts in central, like downtown Elmira, they're a little bit lower. And then there's some census tracts also in Erin and town of Chemung that are lower, I think, because of the lack of broadband. So right now the Census Field Bureau workers are out doing, they're knocking on doors, trying to get people, they're trying to respond, even though that wouldn't be considered self-response, of course. But hopefully we'll get to, you know, 70-75%. Unfortunately, the end date for the census, which was supposed to be the end of October, the federal government moved up to the end of September, which really puts everyone at a pretty huge disadvantage. But we'll do what we can to get those numbers up in the next 2 weeks.
Is that until the end of September?
That's okay. Right.
So, yep. So how do you know that we're at 68%?
We're at 68% now.
No, but I mean, how do we know that you're saying that that's what we have compared to what? Like, do we have like a database of people that we have reason to believe live in the county and we've received responses from 68% of that?
68% of county residents have self-responded, and then there are a few. Actually, I can check and get the numbers back to you exactly tomorrow because they tick up every day. And I think that the rates of response through field work may be a little bit higher. But yeah, the data from the Census Bureau is pretty granular in terms of where the people live who are responding and how. So even before the census started, they knew where they needed to mail ballots versus, or not ballots, but census forms versus relying on people to use the internet, because the places obviously don't have great internet. They had to mail them out. And then some people have all calling in. I think that that's a less popular way of responding, but that's the third way for people to respond. But yeah, the data is actually really good. It's updated every single day, so we know where people are responding and where we still have to go out and knock on doors. And by we, I don't mean the county, I mean the census.
And one more quick follow-up, if you don't mind.
I don't.
I saw on Facebook just before I came in, there was an ad that was talking about responding to the census, and it said on the ad something, it was making the impression that you don't really have much of a choice, you need to do it. And then somebody replied saying, not responding is a choice. So if we know for sure that someone lives in a place and they refuse to fill out the form, are they still counted or no?
They will not be counted if they don't fill out the form.
Okay, thank you.
So I think it's the extent that you can just explain to people that it's really to everyone's benefit for them to fill it out, that the government has a lot more data from us filling out our taxes than they would from the census. You know, the more we can kind of get that message out there that this is really beneficial for all of us, and it just comes down to pure dollars, that would really be helpful. And if any of you would like flyers or posters, you know, we do have some we have some face masks coming in and some hand sanitizer that's branded with census. Please, if any of you would like any of this to hand out to your constituents, please let me know.
Good, thank you. Mr. Strange.
Nicolette, in the advertising we're gonna be doing, are we specifically telling people how important it is that they fill out the census form in the sense that it deals with federal dollars, it also deals with election districts and things like that? Because I've seen some stuff on social media from some people similar to what Joe said, that they feel that they're not going to respond for some conspiracy theory type thing, that they just feel that the information is going to be used for something else.
Right.
And I think they understand that the district lines for not only county legislature, but for Congress, I mean, we could lose Senate, congressional seats, Senate districts, assembly districts.
That's right.
And I don't think we understand that how important it is that this isn't, people aren't going out there to find out information to do things to them, that it really matters. And I don't think that people understand that.
I'm afraid you're right. And we've been trying to do as much of the debunking of myths through our printed material, media appearances, you know, ads. We're running an ad on WENY now. We have billboards up on the electronic billboards. Those have less data on them, obviously, than because there's only so much room. But we have a little flyer that one half of the one side of the flyer is like census myths debunked. And it's basically saying all the things that you've just said, really trying to hammer home the message that this impacts people, whether or not you're on benefits. It's like, if you drive on roads, if you have kids in school or anyone you know is in school, if you have, you know, an interest in a hospital or an elderly person, or, you know, I mean, this impacts literally every facet of our lives. And we're really trying to get that message out there. But, you know, I can take a look at our social media strategy and see if there's something we need to do differently. If you all have Facebook pages who would like me to help you craft messages or send you, I'm happy to do whatever you need me to do to help get the message across to the people that follow you or that you talk to, anything at all.
Are you using Facebook as a means to communicate these?
We are.
So do we get, like, if you put something on Facebook, where would we go to find it and share it?
The county planning department doesn't have a Facebook page, and unfortunately we're not running ads on the county's Facebook, but let me find out, because we're doing that through WENY as well. So I'll grab an ad from WENY and email that to you.
Okay, because everything you said is what people need to know, because they're not understanding that.
I know. It's funny, because I feel like people are tired of hearing me talk about it. It's like, I talk about it so often that I sometimes don't realize that, you know, there are people out there who just simply don't know.
I watch a lot of news and very social media friendly, and I've never seen that stuff on at all.
Oh my.
I've seen this thing, let's just say, you know, 2020 census, fill it out, but nothing as specific as what you just said. So
one thing I will mention, Rodney, is that we are targeting our ads toward demographics groups that we're concerned are underrepresented or not responding. So maybe like the, you know, the typical news cycle that all of us who responded to our census, you know, maybe they're running ads at alternate times. And I kind of left that up to the professionals at the media stations to pick where they wanted to run those ads. But that might be one reason why they haven't been on, like, during the, you know, 6 o'clock news.
When I've actually seen some posts on this, there's actually people saying that people are coming to their door and they're not either opening their door, or when they do open their door, they won't answer for the person. In some way, somebody said somebody's been to their house 3 times. So I just,
yeah.
I mean, it's not great what you're doing. We just need to get it out there more.
But okay. However I can help you, please just let me know.
Any other questions on resolution 1 or 2? Would the clerk call the roll?
Mr. Brennan?
Aye.
Mr. Murchison?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Chalk?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Mr. Manchester?
Aye. The resolutions are passed. Number 3, resolution adopting voluntary separation incentive program for Chemung County employees for the year 2020. Their motion, please.
Chalk.
Murchison.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Sweet.
Thank you. I was wondering if someone could explain to me in option 1, last part of the paragraph, is eligibility without regard to the number of years of service. What that means.
Actually, Mr. Meggs has worked on this language, and I'll call on him.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. That language was added because there's a provision in the CSEA contract. It's really a past practice type provision that for people to be eligible for health insurance after they've left service, it requires that they be a county employee for 15 years consecutively prior to the date that they retired. And this would enable people to get on that insurance without that 15-year provision.
Yes, Mr. Sweet.
What about the policy that's still in effect where you can accumulate your sick time up to a certain number of days and use that for your health insurance after you retire? Is that still in effect?
Yes. Within this agreement, it says both first that the waiver of the 15-year requirement is not in precedent setting, so that won't continue into the future. But it also says that any benefits that are currently in the collective bargaining agreement or county policy or law but unused sick time at time of retirement. So if someone has, forgive me, I don't know what the maximum amount is that you can get. Let's say, I think it's over 200 days. So if someone has that, they can take that 200 days, put forth their health insurance after retirement, plus the 24 months on top of that. Is that correct?
Yes, the 24 months is, it's a free 24 months regardless of whether you're eligible for or even have sick time escrow. And in addition to that, if you do have escrow and you're eligible to take it based on what your situation is, that pays for the health insurance premium that the retiree would otherwise have to pay for out of pocket. So that escrow applies 50%. And then after the escrow is up, that's when the self contribution of that 50% kicks in.
So, okay, I just want to make sure that was still eligible, that they weren't taken that away.
Nothing is being taken away.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions on Resolution 3? Hearing none, would the clerk call the roll?
Mr. Brennan?
Aye.
Mr. Marchison?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Mr. Manchester?
Aye.
Resolution is passed. Number 4, resolution authorizing agreement with Larson Design Group on behalf of Chemung County Sewer District Number 1, County Route 64 Pump Station, Rehab. Is there a motion, please?
Strange.
And a second?
Marchison.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, would the clerk call the roll?
Mr. Brennan?
Aye.
Mr. Marchison?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Mr. Manchester?
Aye.
Resolution is passed. Number 5, resolution authorizing agreement with various not-for-profit organizations relative to payment of the 2020 budget appropriations. Motion, please?
Shaw.
And a second?
Strange.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Marchison?
I just want to make sure that you're using our prudent fiduciary responsibility in approving these amounts with the current financial situation that we're under. I'm just throwing that out there that, you know, with our current financial situation, we're going to be down anywhere between $6 to $10 million. And what we approve has been recommended, and I'm just wondering if any of these organizations should be reconsidered for any decrease. And I'm just throwing that out because I think our fiduciary responsibility is to take a look at that and make some considerations.
Any other, Mr. Beer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To Mark's point, do we know if any of the organizations were given consideration as part of the budget cutbacks for 2020? We know, I think it was 75 positions that were in the budget were not filled. Now we're offering this incentive plan to, to also reduce our overall expenses. Do we know if this area was looked at at all? Or adjustments?
I don't. Mr. Hoover was supposed to be on the line this evening.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mr. Hoover, can you take that question?
Yes. Organizational funding was cut by 10% for any voucher that we hadn't paid between now and the end of the year. So. We will be making a 10% reduction to any organizational funding request.
Mrs. Sunsire, I have a question first.
Yeah, I share a lot of these concerns as well. Specifically, the REDUC funding, what's that for? $10,000 recommended for REDUC?
I'm not sure originally what it was for, but it's we have given money to them, and actually the IDA did also. So I don't know whether that's to enhance that or not, but
we didn't give it in 2019. I'm a I'm wondering, is it a line item for something specific? Or does it?
That I can't recall. Mr. Hoover, do you recall that?
Actually, I can't hear Christina. It sounds like a tin can echoing right now. Dave, I can hear you clearly. Can you repeat the question, please?
Her question was, do you remember the specific request for REDAC on their $10,000?
Yes. Yes, we did receive a specific request, and it was earlier in the year, I would say maybe 3 months ago, and we actually did pay them. I recall a $10,000 amount.
Okay. I'm back to Mr. Margeson.
So the second part of my question would be is if, in fact, a 10% was going to be deducted or potentially deducted, is that 10% going to be deducted from these recommended amounts, or have they already been deducted and the recommended amount includes a 10% discount or a 10% decrease?
It would be a 10% reduction on any voucher that we already haven't paid. Some of those organizations were paid earlier in the year. That 10% reduction only applies to any bill we have not received up until about a month ago. That's when once the legislature approved the COVID budget adjustment, I think that was approximately a month ago or so. That's when we implemented the 10% reduction. So those amounts won't be entirely reduced by 10%. Only there could have been a first quarter or second quarter payment made to some of those agencies or organizations. So in most cases, the 10% reduction won't apply, will only apply to the third and fourth quarter bills.
And Mrs. Spencer had a follow-up.
Yeah, and I apologize. I was coaching at math all weekend. I'm losing my voice. Specifically, two questions. One, your REDAC. What was the $10,000 payment? I know we tried to set up the loan program for the IDA and the county. I don't recall REDAC being a partner in that. So, Steve, if you have any more specifics about what the $10,000 outlay was, that'd be great. The other piece is it's on the 10% reduction, which makes a whole lot of sense for 2019. However, then we're recommending actually increase spending for next year. What about carrying out the 10% reduction into 2020?
This is for 2020.
Oh, so the 10% is coming into next year?
Next year has not been proposed yet.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, this is basically some housekeeping that originally we see these at the end of the calendar year after the budget is done. We would typically have seen this in December of 2019.
Okay.
Through whatever that we worked through, this is now, we're finding out now that we need to authorize these, get the contracts out so that the payments can be made. So this is a bit of housekeeping really is what it is. For the 2020 year.
Correct.
And on the REDAC issue, do you have any more specifics, Steve, on what that $10,000 was for?
I can't hear Christina's question.
Yeah, the question, Steve, was can you specifically get to Christina or to the legislature what the REDAC request was for to fund the $10,000. The $10,000 what it's funding?
Sure. I remember receiving a phone call from George Minor and making that, fulfilling that request. I can't recall specifically, but I think it went to their organization and I guess the purpose of their organization is to fund or create a revolving fund with small businesses. So I'll verify that tomorrow with George and get back to Cindy.
Was it perhaps, Steve, an administrative fee to do the $500,000 loan program that we came up with for COVID?
All of that question. Can you repeat it, please, or could Dave?
Yeah, it was Mr. Strange asking if it was to administer the $500,000 small fund loan, which I think I can answer that. If it was proposed in 2019 for the 2020 budget, it would have been prior to this, the loan program for REDEC.
I believe so.
So we're back to the original question, Steve. What the funding was specifically earmarked for.
Okay, I'll get back to Cindy tomorrow.
Good, thank you.
Any other questions?
Will the clerk call the roll?
Mr. Brennan?
Aye.
Mr. Murchison?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Manchester?
The resolution is carried. Is there any old business? Is there any new business? Motion to adjourn the budget committee meeting. Murchison and Mr. Chalk, we are adjourned. Give me a minute to change over the phones for the regular full legislature meeting.
Okay, very good. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.